So the question was asked, is Hashem more lenient with a Baal Tshuva? So Hashem is for sure more lenient with a Baal Tshuva than a Tzaddik. We have the rule, Tzaddikim, Hashem dekteki imam kechut ha-sara, that with Tzaddikim, Hashem holds them down to a hair's width. They have to be very exact in what they do. And even in Halacha, we take into account that a person did Tshuva. We often quote the Halacha in Hilchos Gerim, that it says that if a person was sincere and he did a real gear, and after he did his gear, we don't look over his shoulder, because it takes time to learn the halachos, and it takes time to know how to do them exactly right. So we don't look over their shoulders. And the same would apply, the same logic would apply to Baal Tshuva. He didn't grow up this way, he doesn't know it. So you can't look over his shoulder. It takes time to get the hang of it. And that's why we often say, it's hard enough to keep kosher. Don't go and be machmir on all kinds of ichsherim. And there are, even in the halachas farm, but there's a very strong oral tradition about the importance of being lenient for gerim and chuzrim b'tshuva. We take into account the hardship a person's entertaining with the basic mitzvot, and that's why when chuzrim b'tshuva asks questions, we try to find ways of being more lenient for them. The question is always what area of halacha? Meaning, whenever possible, we try to make their life easier. At the same time, sometimes because a person isn't so adept at keeping the halacha, you can't give him too many leniencies, because then he'll end up transgressing the real thing. If you tell a person, you have to be ready by this and this hour for Shabbos. So very often, if you tell him the exact hour, so he's going to slip and go 5 minutes over, and that's desecrating Shabbos.
Now, should be ready by 6:30 Shabbos.
So that's always the question. Should you take that half hour, or should you not take that half hour? Meaning, sometimes if you do that, then you're making it too hard on him, and sometimes if you don't do that, then he's going to end up doing things going into Shabbos. So that's always a difficult question that a rabbi has to consider. And the Chozer B'Tshuva also has to consider, what's he going to do for himself? But our recommendation is to stick to the halacha and not take on stringencies. It's hard enough to keep the tariag mitzvos. So.